We are here today in Studio WC with Nick Boss. Thanks for joining us today, Nick.
Thank you for having me. This kind of feels like an NPR special.
We wanted to talk to you about your recent success with the IICF Step Up Challenge, which happens every year. And once again, it looks like you might be ranked number one for the steps. Can you tell us a little bit about the history with what you've done with this particular event? And then can you also share with us, what do you do every day from a training perspective that gets you in shape and ready to win this kind of a contest?
So I hope I don't look too crazy compared to the average person. But so every year in late April to about mid-May, where the International Insurance Charitable Foundation, I believe, gets together to like compete from a team perspective as well as an individual perspective on who can get the most steps from a team as well as an individual perspective. And the first time this was made to my attention was our first post-COVID summit in 2022 when we were in San Diego, and someone said, oh, Nick, do you want to do the step challenge? And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, you know, let's do it. Because, you know, before the step challenge, I've been a runner for about, at this point, I've been running now for well over 10 years. And it was something I kind of got into when I used to live in Sacramento. So I'm from Modesto. I grew up on a dairy farm, so I went to Davis. So of course there's going to be cows everywhere, but you know, Sacramento was like, oh, okay, this is actually like my first bigger metropolitan area.
Great places to run too.
Exactly. And so I, when I lived in Sacramento, I actually many, many moons ago, I used to date a runner, jealous that like, oh, he gets to go run and do these marathons and I could barely run a mile. And so if it's anything from an inspirational point of view, like, you know, welcome to my TED Talk. But
nothing like a little competition, too.
Oh, yeah, no. And so, you know, we needless to say, like, we broke up and I was like, oh, you know, one day I woke up on the weekend. I was like, I'm going to run a mile. And it was like the slowest mile of my life. I think it was like maybe 14, 15 minutes. And I was like winded when it was all said and done.
Okay, yikes. Like, that's your slowest?
That was my slowest, yes. So I ended up then just like progressing on and on and on. And like eventually, like I was like, okay, I'll build up to three. And then like before I knew it, I would run from, you know, that I was living in a house with some friends from Davis. And we were in Natomas. And I would end up running from Natomas to the Capitol building and back. And that would be something I would do on, you know, weekends when I was in Sacramento. And then, you know, I was, you know, a casual runner for years. It wasn't until, and this is like maybe 2013.
Did you participate in any events? Were you starting to sign up for races?
I was running for about 4 to 5 years until I did my first race.
Ah.
And that was in 2017. There was the SF Giants Half Marathon. And I thought, okay, well, let me do my first official race.
So here in San Francisco?
Yes.
Wow.
I lived in Sacramento and then I moved to the Bay for years. I still didn't do an official race because I was always kind of nervous. I was like, oh, all these professional runners are doing this. And honestly, when I, you know, I didn't invest a lot of money into like my running attire. Like, honestly, it kind of, I'd say like my running attire for several years was kind of like, okay, I got off of prison bus. Here's $10. Go to a thrift store.
That's
and
great.
Go for it.
Whatever
so,
it takes, right? Whatever it takes.
And so, but I was like, okay, I'm going to do the Giants race. And so in 2017, I did the Giants race. And my goal was, okay, I need to do a half marathon in less than 2 hours.
All right.
Like, okay,
that's an admirable goal.
Baby steps. And so I was like, I did the race and, you know, maybe it was the 4 shots of espresso I had beforehand.
Do you remember what your pace ended up being?
Yeah, no, I think my final time was 1 hour 47 minutes.
That's incredible.
And so,
so tell our listeners what's the minute per mile there equated
to? I think about 8.5 minutes per mile.
So eight, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty fast for a half marathon.
So for then you just are kind of on this high. You're like, oh, I'm going to now do these races.
And yeah.
So I started doing like half marathons because somehow I would always travel somewhere like I think a few months later, I ended up going to like Monterey for a weekend, and they were doing like the Monterey half marathon that weekend. I was like, I ended up signing up to do it the day before.
Nice.
Which is not cheap, but no. I was like, I'm already here, why not?
Sure.
And then a few months later, I was like, okay, I've done now a few half marathons, let me do a full. And my incentive for doing a full marathon was on my 29th birthday in 2018. It was the San Francisco Marathon.
And so is it still the lottery? Did you have to enter to win the lottery to get in a
no,
spot?
No, San Francisco, nope. It was just like sign up, okay. Pay, do it. And so even though I was living in the Bay, I actually remember for training, I would actually drive to Sacramento and run along the American River.
Yep. Yeah.
And because it was like...
That's a great place to train.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I used to work in Rancho Cordova, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And so I would have coworkers who would run there all the time. So I went ahead and I was like, okay, I'm going to do the San Francisco Marathon. This is going to be my birthday race. And at the time, I was like, I just want to finish the race.
Yes, and we have a saying, finishers are winners.
Yes. Well, I kept up with the pacer, and I was like, holy cow, I am going to finish this in less than 4 hours. And I always kind of like to, my first marathon, I always have to joke, because as I'm heading to the finish line, my former claims unit supervisor, Lauren Knowlton, accidentally elbowed me, or at least I think it was an accident.
Lauren.
As we were kind of finishing the end, because all of a sudden, like, I look, and I was like, who elbowed me? And I was like, I look, and it's like Lauren Knowlton. And I'm just
I love it. A little camaraderie, throwing elbows at the finish line.
Like, I think because it was a tight corner, mm-hmm. and like just somehow this is how the universe worked. But I finished the race, I think, in 3 hours, 58 minutes.
Nice.
And then of course I've done a few other, you know, races since then. But no, now for the past, you know, 5, 6 years, I've been running now. Now it's like, oh, like I've done one more half marathon since like my first one I did. And I think the last half marathon I did was in Oakland. It was like the Oaktown or Run the Town. It was like, I think at 1 hour, 38 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I've done San Francisco a few times. I've done Napa. The last marathon I did was the Oakland Full Marathon in March. This was a little bit more... I was like, Just this last March. And I was kind of, I was a little nervous on how I was going to do, because the race, so in the first part of March, I went back to see my mom and dad's family in the Netherlands. And so I was in the Netherlands, flew back to California. I had to then do some claim reviews in Fresno and Visalia. So mm-hmm. within a week of getting back, I had to do the Oakland Full Marathon. And of course, the anxiety is there, because it's 7 o'clock in the morning. You're like, okay, it's been a little over a year since I did my last marathon. How is this all going to go? And of course, the extra angst to it is the race was late to start by at least 30 minutes because there was police activity along the route.
Oh, that's always a little unnerving.
So you go for it and you're just like, okay. But I finished the Oakland Full Marathon in 3 hours, 41 minutes.
That's fantastic time.
And so when it comes to the step challenge, people are like, oh, okay, well, you know, you could like, I have a little bit of, you know, people are probably sick of me saying this, because if you know me, you know, if you know, you know, I grew up on a dairy farm in Modesto, mm-hmm. so, you know, the concept of being on my feet all day is something I'm well used to. But when I start my day now, because it's, you know, it's the Bay Area, you know, there's no cows wandering the streets just yet. So every morning I start my day with a 9 mile run.
Yeah. 9 miles.
9 miles.
Every day. And the rumor has it, you get up at like 4 a.m. to do this.
Yes. So
have you had your mental health checked lately?
You know, I figure for the sake
really,
of everyone working
really
with me,
early.
We,
right. Lexi wants to know what kind of coffee you're drinking in the morning.
So I am like a 4 shots of espresso every morning kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I have a kind of a training pattern to my week. So every Sunday I run 13 miles.
Okay. So you're effectively doing a half marathon every Sunday.
Every Sunday, yes.
Yes.
Every Sunday I run 13 miles, and then every Monday I'll run 10 miles, and then Tuesday through Saturday it's 9. And
so you're running every day.
Every day.
Do you find you get to a place where you want to switch gears and try something else, or is this just part of your routine?
Part of my routine. It's because for the people who are into weight training, I applaud you, because I just am not into that. I can't.
So running for you is a way to have something that sounds like is your very own thing, and you can count on it every single day. You can do it anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. And you feel good, I'm imagining, after you're done running. So for anyone listening, it is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's that feeling like for you when you're done and you finish, even when you feel like it's a day, I don't want to, I'm not feeling it. I don't know if I can get out of bed today I'm so busy. I have so many things on my calendar. I do not have time to do this.
No. And I think it's a very good point to make, because for me, it's just something that gives me clarity. It, like, the reason why I run so much on like Sunday and Monday is I tell myself, if I can get through this much running, there's nothing that will come up in the week that is going to bring me down. Everyone kind of needs an outlet, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, for me, I've been able to kind of do and to kind of prioritize my mental health and just, like, you know, how I get through my life is, mm-hmm. like, I've realized that running is kind of my way to just feel the best. So even if I'm not feeling it, even if I'm not really in the mood for it, like, I know I'm going to feel a lot better when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's the endorphins, maybe it's just a good way of getting the caffeine through my bloodstream. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah.
So for people that struggle with discipline and commitment, you know, with fitness, and what advice would you give them to just get started? How would you?
Don't be embarrassed on, like, your first try to do anything. Like, my first run that I ended up doing was probably embarrassing. I remember, I think, getting to that 14-15 minute mile, being completely winded, and I think I remember finishing near a park where I used to live, and I was like, oh, I am just, I look probably like a mess right now. No, just, like, don't care what other people think, because at the end you're just doing it for yourself, and it's
race against yourself, right? Nobody else.
Mm-hmm. No one else. And so it's like, I would end up, that's how I would, like, got into running. And so when it came to the step challenge, you're just like, okay, like, I'm already doing this much running in a day to day. This is where, like, I'm a middle child, so being competitive is sort of in my nature.
So as we're wrapping up today, any advice you want to give to our employees for next year for the Step Up Challenge, or any advice, because we are still in the middle of celebrating and acknowledging mental health awareness, to get started, any pieces, words of wisdom you want to share?
Yeah, no, I think it's, you know, don't get discouraged. I think go at a pace that works for you, because
I love that. Yeah.
Eventually you'll get to a pace that just works as a whole, and that you'll build into, like, lifestyle choices and habits that will just move you forward, that you'll just realize, like, okay, I'm really grateful I didn't give up on this earlier when I thought I sucked, because when I was, like, running in Sacramento and over 10 years ago, I would have never been able to think that I would be within the top 10% of runners for, like, some major races.
That's amazing. So it's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And so when it came to this whole step challenge, I'm just like,
sign me up.
I was like, sign me up. But it gives a level of anxiety, though, because there's always, like, that one person who's trying to compete with you.
Mm-hmm. It could be all around the world, too.
It's all around the world. Yes. And so, like, the first time I did in 2022, there's, like, this really nice lady. She works for, like, Liberty Mutual out in New York City. And, like, honestly, this was, like, the insurance fight that no one expected. Because mm-hmm. we're just, like, I would have to get, like, wake up at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning to clock in 3 hours of cardio before work. and then do like more cardio.
Wow,
on my lunch
to keep
break.
Up with her. Yeah.
Yes.
And so for our listeners, for anybody that isn't aware of that, there's a leaderboard and you can watch the progress of all the teams around the world through IICF as we sign up for these challenges.
And leaderboard. Yeah. And it is just, because at a certain point, then you just feel like you're being egged on.
Right. The competition.
Going to be beat by someone doing Pilates.
Oh, and especially with Liberty Mutual. We can't be beaten.
Absolutely
not. You know, just as another highlight there, if anyone is not aware with how it works, it's really focused on insurance employees all around the world. This is really something that is fun because you're in our industry and it's, you know, your fellow professional colleagues that are either competing against one another or they're just doing it for the camaraderie and the fun and to be a part of something.
Well, the nice thing of it too is, you know, I'm the client services account manager for Alaska, and one of our largest accounts there is Hope Community Resources. And every May around this time, they do what's called a Walk for Hope. And this insured works with Alaskans with mental health disabilities, everything under the sun, and really did a lot of great work in the state. And, you know, they're well known. They've, I think, been doing this like Walk for Hope, where everyone does like this long walk through Alaska to raise money. And, you know, of course, you know, and of course, you know, we have a policyholders that always, you know, ask us for donations. And it's like, you know, I was like, oh, this is a great way for me to actually kind of, if I win this, to give back for them. And so that's why every year I know I'm going to donate if I win to this insurance, so that it's like, okay, you know, I can't be there for your charity event, but I am definitely clocking in the distance.
That's right, right. We're going to do it from afar, but we'll make it happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Hey, Lexi, don't we have a wellness challenge going on right now with AwardCo that has to do with walking? One of the selections is, I believe, a walking challenge that you set for yourself. Have you signed up for that yet, Nick?
You know what? I saw it, and I totally meant to do that because I was in the throes of this step challenge. Like, that's the thing. Like, when you're trying to do, like, work and then also this, you kind of like just like,
yeah. So it is the Walking Wednesday challenge. The idea is to go on a 15-minute walk on at least 6 different Wednesdays during the quarter. You're doing a little bit more than walking. Yeah, I go on your Wednesday walk and then take a photo, like a selfie or even of the great outdoors that you are in, and then you can submit that through AwardCo to complete a wellness challenge.
And then I think, don't we get points awarded if you complete the wellness challenge? So I encourage everybody to go out to AwardCo. If you haven't logged on yet, it's really a great way to recognize your colleagues, but these are also the new wellness challenge incentives that both help us with staying fit and active and movement. And so I think we're just building on the step up challenge here and moving on to the next thing. And in this case, you'll get points to redeem on AwardCo. So Nick, sign up.
Definitely.
Definitely. Lexi, sign up if you haven't already done it yet. All right. Thanks, Nick, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate you sharing your story and congratulations. I know it's unofficial yet. The announcement will come out any day now from IICF, but we'll bring you more details on that when we can, when IACF provides us. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.